So you went yesterday. Alan was delighted to meet you.
No, that's not the word.
Unbelievable.
No, displeased.
Right.
More than anything.
What was the main problem?
The main problem was that he didn't know I was coming. I think
he hadn't heard it on the show. He'd not been listening.
He'd just done an interview with somebody from one of the newspapers, which went exceedingly well by her face. Not very nice.
She wasn't
at all.
Happy.
She just went, good luck. Which is always nice. And then, so the PR guy who was looking after the whole interview was standing next to Alan Sugar and went, hi, Alan, this is, or Sir Alan, everyone calls him Sir Alan.
Yeah.
This is Dominic from the Chris Moyle Show. So he shakes my hand. You know that shake hand, but don't look, look you in the eyes thing?
I hate that.
See? Did that, went, yeah. I didn't think I had to do any more interviews. And the guy was going, no, you've got one more, haven't you, Radio 1? Nobody told me. And then walked off.
No.
So I thought, that's it. Oh, my God, I've blown it. It's always bad.
How long did it take you to get there?
An hour and a half. Through very heavy traffic.
So you were late as well?
No, I was about 10 minutes late, although...
But they were
actually
late.
They were still...
But the thing is, Dominic, obviously, you're going to go and see Sir Alan Sugar, who is a very, very successful international businessman, mm-hmm. and you're there at the home of Alan Sugar.
Mm.
What were you wearing? You know, in order to make a good impression.
Well, what I thought I'd do to relax Alan and endear him to me is wear a doggy fleece. You know the ones we got sent in yesterday to the show, the ones that the apprentices were selling on their shopping channel. So I thought that might go down a real treat.
A red fleece with all different dogs
it's
all
the
around.
The one I tried to sell on the streets on air yesterday
That's
and didn't
right.
manage to.
That's right.
So
I reckon he you walked in and he's gone, you're wearing one of them coats. That is hilarious. In back reference to the series that I'm talking about, that is brilliant. That's very, very funny.
You think
Where did
you
get that? That is brilliant.
Oh, so I walked in, I had this fleece on and everything. Like, look, do you recognise this? And he just looked at me and went, yeah.
Brilliant. Lovely.
Yeah. A joke has never fallen on his ass so much as that.
Obviously,
you've obviously never listened to Colin and Ethan.
It got better though after that, didn't it?
But hey.
No.
What daddy always tell you?
Not really.
Really? I can't wait to hear the interview. Highlights coming up just after 8 o'clock. 7:22 with this from Eminem. Haley, I know you miss your mom, and I know you miss. So yesterday, Dominic Byrne went to Brentwood in Essex. The offices of Sir Alan Sugar.
Yes.
Talk me through your morning.
Well, firstly, it took me an hour and a half to get there, stuck in lots and lots of traffic.
Brilliant.
So I was very nervous that I was going to be late. Thankfully, it was only about 5 minutes late, so it was fine in the end. Went to reception. They took me up to the 9th floor of Sir Alan Sugar Towers,
right.
known as Amstrad HQ.
Right.
I walked in and met the PR representative, who was organising the interview between myself and SAS.
Sir Alan Sugar.
Sir Alan Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, thank you for coming. This is Sir Alan Sugar. Alan Sugar, as I was saying earlier, did that handshake where he doesn't look at you and whispered under his breath. And then Alan Sugar turned to the PR guy and said, I'm not doing any more interviews. That's it. So I was left in the middle of a room with the PR guy having an argument with Sir Alan Sugar.
Brilliant.
Alan Sugar walked off.
Brilliant.
This is a reenactment. Anna Sugar walked off,
right.
stood in the middle of the room for about 2 minutes, and then said,
come on, then!
With you in a dog fleece.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you wearing at this point?
I'm wearing, casually thrown over my shoulder, the red dog fleece depicting many breeds of dog that we were sent into the show yesterday.
On the Apprentice TV show a few weeks ago, they were on the like a shopping channel. They had to sell a coat which had dogs on it, and the... They send us loads of these coats, and you were in a similar-looking one, a red one, with loads of doggies on.
What I was hoping to do, Chris, I was hoping to disarm him with my humour and therefore make him like me.
Mm.
And I took the fleece off and showed it to him, and he went... That was it.
Brilliant. Good reaction.
Yeah, very good reaction.
All right.
So you can always tell when the interview's going to go bad when he's in a bad mood and you haven't actually said anything to him yet.
Good.
So, doesn't listen to the show. yesterday morning...
Has no idea who we are.
No idea who you are.
Not a clue.
I haven't got a clue.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah, he didn't seem to. Perhaps he does. He certainly didn't seem to. Your friend Longman, who we were talking to yesterday...
Yeah, my friend in Leeds.
...wanted some business advice for his shop.
That's right, his sandwich shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gave it my best shot.
Right.
And this is what happened.
Chris Moyle, who presents the Breakfast Show, one of his mates, Longman, owns a sandwich shop in Leeds. It's called Buttylicious. He's looking to expand and wants to kind of tap into some kind of your sort of business brain, really. How would you advise somebody like him who runs a very small business at the moment, just one shop?
I think the thing is that he does run one shop, as you say. By definition, that means he doesn't, you know, have additional employees there. I mean, his next move would be to open another shop, I would guess. And he's got to consider that now he's got to pay someone else and still make a profit out of the store.
So he does pay someone else. He pays Lynn.
He does pay Lynn, yeah.
Lynn is there now, as we speak,
yeah.
You know, buttering up the bread.
It's fair to say he doesn't really care too much about Longman.
I tell you what, though, that is smart business advice, though. The fact that if Longman does want to expand, he now has one shop. In order to go forward, he's going to have to open another shop.
Yeah. And if you want business advice, you may as well go to Sir Alan Sugar.
That's brilliant. I love that.
It's very good. Okay, now the name of the shop is obviously all important, or I thought it was.
Right.
What about the name, Buttylicious? Is that a good marketing move, or is that a bit rubbish?
I'm really got nothing to say about that. I mean, that's there's not much in names these days. The name of his business is not going to make it successful.
Right.
Right.
So if Microsoft was called Micro Knickers,
yeah,
it would be as powerful in the world of computer software.
It's worth saying as well, during this interview, he's not looking at me.
Sky TV was Pi TV.
Yeah.
Again, he's saying the name doesn't matter.
Or if his company was called Hamstrad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Would it have been the computer giant that it was in the 80s?
If the name isn't that important, could Longman turn the name of his sandwich shop into Sir Alan Sugar Sandwiches?
Or I could have called him Sir Adam, as I was tempted to do before I was to look on his face and I thought, no,
did
I
you
won't
do that.
No, I didn't.
Nice did to meet you, Sir Adam.
So he hasn't looked at me once during this interview.
Really?
Okay. Here's the next question. This was the relating to the Liverpool-Chelsea second leg Champions League tie. Obviously, we want to know from everybody whether it was a goal or not.
Awful lot of texts as well about the football last night. Did you catch the game?
Yeah, I caught the game.
I have to know, we've asked lots of people this morning, was it a goal?
This time, the camera angles were such that you couldn't really see. Normally, when something, an incident like that occurs, they've got about five or six camera angles, and you can clearly see the ball going over the line.
Yeah.
I think on this particular occasion, they didn't, so it was reliant upon the linesman.
Now, I think I'm making good... See, he was all right there, wasn't he?
Yeah,
I'm making good progress with him now.
Right.
Football is a common theme. Good. I'm a Liverpool fan. He's a big Spurs fan.
Yep.
I think he owns 13% of Spurs or something like that. Rachel, obviously, is a big Kidderminster Harriers fan.
Correct.
We've got common ground. We can really go to town.
Yep.
So this is what we did.
Just sticking with football, Rachel, who is the producer of the Chris Moyle Show, is a very big Kidderminster Harriers fan. They've just been relegated to the conference. She wanted me to ask, and it's a very rude question, could you give Kidderminster Harriers some money, please?
No.
Thank you very much.
Said with no...
He didn't laugh.
...humour. No. No. That was a serious request for cash. He wasn't having any of it at all. And then, now, at this point, you know, during that question, the Kidderminster thing, I was saying this earlier, you have a wind-up woman who's doing the windmill signs with her hand signals.
Yep.
He was doing that to me during the question, you know, just going, just wind it up, I'm really bored of you. I don't like you at all. Leave my office alone. And then we got to do, as you've heard before this morning, the famous drop where you ask, you know, sort of, I'm Sir Alan Sugar.
Yeah.
Didn't go to plan.
I just wonder if you could just record a drop for the show along the lines of, this is Sir Alan Sugar, you're fired, or something like that.
I wouldn't do that.
No, you don't do that.
No. Okay. I haven't done the you're fired business into it for anybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we've got enough. Lovely. Thanks very much.
I'm meeting him for dinner tonight, obviously,
right,
goes without saying.
Yeah, sure. To discuss Buttylicious and Longman's future business plans.
I have respect for the man as a businessman because he's incredibly successful.
Mm-hmm.
He's worth £700 million.
Mm-hmm.
But as an interview, it's rubbish.
Right, brilliant. Okay. Well, thank you, Sir Alan Sugar, for being very, very entertaining.
Thank you.
Good luck with your second series of The Apprentice. Uh-huh. We hope you come on the show to promote it.
Coming up, I was confused. My mommy kissing a girl. Confusing the girls.